Ethiopia and Somalia have reached a landmark agreement to end their dispute over Addis Ababa's plan to build a port in Somaliland, following mediated talks in Turkey. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hailed the deal as a historic agreement that would ultimately ensure landlocked Ethiopia's access to the sea. Speaking at a press conference in Ankara, Erdogan stood alongside Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, who pledged mutual respect for each other's sovereignty. The conflict began in January when Ethiopia signed a contentious deal with Somaliland, a breakaway republic Somalia still claims as part of its territory. The agreement allowed Ethiopia to lease a 20 km, 12-mile, stretch of Somaliland's coastline for 50 years to establish a naval base. In return, Ethiopia was reportedly set to recognize Somaliland's independence, though Addis Ababa never officially confirmed this. Mogadishu condemned the move as an act of aggression, raising fears of a broader regional conflict. Tensions further escalated due to Egypt's support for Somalia, motivated by its opposition to Ethiopia's controversial Nile Dam project. Turkey, which has cultivated strong economic ties with Ethiopia and security partnerships with Somalia, played a pivotal role in brokering the reconciliation. Erdogan described the agreement as the first step towards a new beginning. "I congratulate both my brothers for their dedication to this historic reconciliation and thank them for their constructive approach," Erdogan said. Under the terms of the joint declaration, Ethiopia and Somalia committed to pursuing technical discussions in February to finalize mutually beneficial commercial arrangements. These agreements aim to provide Ethiopia with access to the sea under Somalia's sovereignty, addressing a critical concern for Addis Ababa. Prime Minister Obi reassured that Ethiopia's maritime ambitions posed no threat to Somalia, stating, "We have resolved misunderstandings from the past year." President Mahmoud echoed this sentiment, affirming Somalia's readiness to collaborate with Ethiopia. However, questions remain over the fate of Ethiopia's earlier deal with Somaliland. Somalia has previously demanded the agreement be discarded. Somaliland, which elected a new president, Abdirahman Mohamed Abdullahi, last month, had promised to review the maritime deal. Yet, during his inauguration speech on Thursday, he made no mention of the issue. Somaliland, situated in a strategic region linking the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea, has sought international recognition since breaking away from Somalia over 30 years ago. This new agreement marks a significant step in easing tensions in the Horn of Africa, but further negotiations will be crucial to ensure lasting peace and cooperation in the region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.